track 9, and now we're going to go on with the news. Police officers recently met up with colleagues from local councils and licensees at a successful engagement session in Newton Abbot to discuss community safety. The event included colleagues from Teignmouth District Council and Newton Abbot Town Council and was aimed at strengthening efforts to create safer public spaces, particularly within the town's vibrant nighttime economy. Held at the Courtney Centre in Newton Abbot, the collaborative event brought together local businesses and community safety experts to discuss proactive measures for preventing harm and promoting a secure environment for residents and visitors alike. Inspector Jay Hawkes said, "We had a very productive morning with Newton Abbot licensees. The commitment shown by our local businesses to work with us in preventing harm and making our town even safer is truly commendable. By working together, we can ensure Newton Abbot remains a welcoming and secure place for all who enjoy our nighttime economy." Inspector Hawkes joined Community Safety and Safeguarding Manager for Teignmouth District Council, who led discussions focusing on a range of initiatives designed to enhance public safety. These included empowering walkaway, a simple yet effective approach to help individuals avoid potential conflict and escalating situations; targeted policing for safer areas. Sergeant Ryan Cook from the Rural Teignmouth Neighbourhood Team outlined renewed efforts in hotspot policing. Preventing violence against women and girls. Inspector Hawkes delivered a vital session on how staff in licensed premises can be empowered to recognise and intervene in situations involving violence against women and girls and stalking. Space Youth Service. Lucy Rhodes shared what she had heard from young people in the town about their feelings of safety. And licensing updates for best practice. The council's licensing department provided an update on current regulations, ensuring businesses are equipped with the latest information to operate responsibly and safely. Becca Hewitt at Teignmouth District Council said, "Creating safer communities is a shared responsibility. This session was an excellent opportunity to share strategies and foster stronger partnerships that directly benefit our residents and contribute to a safe and thriving town."
Temporary relief for public toilets. All public toilets operated by Teignmouth District Council will remain open until April 2027, following a decision at a full Teignmouth District Council meeting on Tuesday, the 29th of July. However, Teignmouth District Council is keen to transfer its public conveniences to town and parish councils over the next 20 months to safeguard the assets from being closed or sold off when a unitary council takes over as part of a reorganisation of local government. Teignmouth will also consult with other interested parties where town and parish councils are unable to take on the public conveniences to ensure toilets continue to be available. The decision came after proposals to potentially close several toilets in the district were met with overwhelming public opposition. More than 7,000 residents signed petitions in Ashburton, Sheldon and Starcross, urging Teignmouth to keep the facilities open. Teignmouth is concerned that when a unitary council, saddled with debt, comes into effect, leaders will seek to strip assets and non-statutory services to help balance the books. It is therefore hoping to transfer the assets, such as toilets and parks, to town and parish councils to safeguard their future. However, in an amended proposal adopted by Teignmouth Councillor Richard Keeling, he argued that local councils have 2 years' worth of precepts and there are also options for other interested parties to take on assets. Councillor Keeling thanked the residents that had taken time to sign the petitions and the towns and parishes that had already taken on toilets.
Open house for Teignmouth RNLI. Tynmouth RNLI will open the doors of its boathouse in August to showcase its life-saving activities and thank its supporters and the local community. A relaxed drop-in event will take place between 12 noon and 4 p.m. on Sunday, August the 3rd, that's this coming weekend. Volunteer crew will be available to answer questions about the RNLI and Tynmouth Boat Station. Light refreshments will be available to purchase throughout the afternoon. And prior to the open afternoon, volunteers from Tynmouth RNLI will be conducting a water-based demonstration on Tynmouth seafront at 11:30. An RNLI spokesperson said, "The day is a chance for us to say thank you to our supporters, showcase the work of our volunteer crew, and bring the local community together."
Residents at Above Tracy Home got the chance to meet and work with an award-winning local author and illustrator, Sarah McIntyre. Sarah was commissioned by Jill Hosford, Anna Chaplin of Bovey Church, St. Peter, St. Paul and St. Thomas Becket of Canterbury, to create an illustrated piece capturing Sunday worship at Mulberry House Residential Home. During Sarah's first visit in March, she spent the afternoon observing and sketching residents and staff using her signature illustration style seen in many of her popular children's books. Returning in June, Sarah delivered a hands-on sketching masterclass, guiding residents through a step-by-step workshop to draw one of her much-loved characters, the Grumpy Corn Unicorn. The session was a chance for residents to connect through art, try something new, and explore their creative side. Activity coordinator Claire Felton said, "Sarah captivated the room. It was lovely to see our residents so engaged." The morning was made even more special with a talk from Sarah, who shared stories from her life as an author and illustrator, giving residents a behind-the-scenes insight into how she develops her characters and stories. She spoke about her creative journey alongside co-author Philip Reeve. Resident Alan Brighty said, "It was a fun morning, and hearing about Sarah's life story was very interesting." A spokesman for Mulberry House said, "Such a wonderful occasion and an opportunity for residents to express and show their creative flair."
Innovative proposals to work with children's charity Barnardo's to create 8 new gap homes specifically designed to house and support care leavers with complex needs has been backed by Devon County Council. Recommendations to lease land at Olden's Farm in Alphington, Exeter, and Silver Hills in Barnstable to enable the construction of supported accommodation for young people aged 16 and over were supported by the Council on Wednesday, July the 23rd. It is part of DCC's key missions to improve the provision of housing for care leavers. The homes will help young people transition from the care system towards independent living. Each home will be specifically designed for young people with higher levels of need who may not thrive in a shared home. Each site will have a cluster of 4 self-contained homes and a separate accommodation for a support worker who will be on hand to help provide tailored support and guidance. The partnership follows an £18 million donation to Barnardo's from the Catherine Martin Charitable Trust. Barnardo's will invest £950,000 per site, while DCC will lease the land for 125 years as matched funding. The aim is for planning consent to be provided at some point next year, with construction expected to be completed by March 2027.